the Bible and puts it secondary. The transcendental approach puts God and the Bible at the top and then presents evidence if you need it. That'll become clear as we go on. Now, even though this is the ultimate argument for God, it doesn't mean atheists are immediately going to convert. But it does mean that their answers are not going to be rational or reasonable. They will descend to foolishness. And usually when I present this argument, what happens is they descend to what is often called the ad hominem argument, which means against the man. They will start attacking you. Well, you're just foolish. You don't make sense, or your argument doesn't make sense. But they will have no rational or reasonable comeback. Now, where does this argument come from? Really, it's based in the Bible. But in recent years, it was made popular by a man named Cornelius Van Til. We won't go into great detail, but I'll just let you know. The major universities, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Brown, all these Ivy League schools were originally founded as divinity schools to train preachers. And they've become atheistic schools. Well, when Van Til was at Princeton, it became so atheistic and opposed to the Bible that he and a group of Calvinists, and they are Calvinists, pulled out from Princeton and started what is known as Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia. This is about 3 miles from where I work. And in this, he really triumphed this argument for God that many people use today. And many debaters that debate atheists count this as the best argument for God. Now, his student was Greg Bahnsen. If you want to follow up on this, go on the internet, look for the Bahnsen-Stein debate. You'll see an amazing debate that uses this tag approach. Following him is Jason Lyle that studied from Dr. Bahnsen. And I have his book in the back if you would like to look at it. It's called The Ultimate Proof for God. He has a whole series of these. And this is the Nuclear Strength Apologetics, a whole box set. Actually, a preacher liked this so much that he borrowed this from me and never gave it back. So I don't have it in the back. But he's currently using that in Alabama to argue against atheism. Some other recommended resources. If you really want to study this and study arguments against atheism, look up the debates by Dr. James White. He uses the tag approach. Cy Ten Brueggengate, I think, is the best advocate for this method on the street. He walks on the street and argues for God against people. And if we have time, we'll look at Eric Hovind. Now, Hovind is Kent Hovind's son who went to prison for tax evasion, but Eric has totally separated himself from his father. I don't think we'll have time to see this video where he debates Dr. Phil Mason, but if you'd like to see it, I can show it to you later. Now, what we're talking about here is really worldviews. Worldviews. Now, what is a worldview? Well, the most simple definition is a worldview is our most basic beliefs about reality in the light of which all observations are interpreted. What that means is it's our presuppositions by which we judge the evidence. Have you ever heard an atheist or an evolutionist say, well, the evidence says this, or the data says that, or the proof is this? That's really a logical fallacy of reification. Evidence doesn't say anything. Then what good is evidence? Evidence is contingent upon OIA, observations, interpretations, and assumptions. A creationist can look at the same data and evidence as an atheist and come away with two different ideas. Why? Because we have two different worldviews of the evidence. Well, what are some worldviews in the world? There's secularism, relativism, materialism, Darwinism, scientism, etc. Now, the Bible talks about worldviews. In Colossians 2:8, it says, see that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. That is the worldview, the secular worldview. Do not let it take you captive. 1 Timothy 6:20 says, avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, or your version might say knowledge, falsely so called. We are attacked by secular worldviews that would have us interpret the data in ways that it shouldn't be interpreted. Now, here's the most common worldviews. Now, most Christians think they have a biblical worldview, and they really don't. Now, that may not make sense to you, but after we explain what an evidential worldview is, you'll understand most Christians have an evidential worldview. In fact, there's even lectures and conferences and meetings where people say, we're going to leave the Bible out of this. We're not going to use the Bible. We're not going to use any scriptures. In fact, we're not even going to have any prayers. In fact, we don't even want the word God mentioned because we're just going to provide the evidence. That's an evidential worldview. I think that's incorrect. I think we should have a biblical worldview, a worldview that undercuts the evidence and shows that without God, nothing could make sense. Well, what are some other worldviews? Naturalism, atheism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, and Judaism. The tag argument answers all of these. And we know, and this is just an example to show how our worldview is shifting in this country. A Gallup poll said in 6 years, there was a 25% increase in support for gay marriage. A 2015 CNN poll said 63% of Americans support gay marriage. And if you want to talk about the younger generation, Generation Y, or the millennial generation, a full 70% of millennials support gay marriage. Now, what is that going to mean for us in 50 years when these millennials are the 70-year-olds? It's going to mean the majority, it's going to mean that we're going to be outnumbered even more than we are now. Euthanasia or physician-assisted dying is now legal in Oregon, Washington, Vermont, California. It's not against public policy in Montana. It's under review in Tennessee, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and Connecticut. And if you think Fox News is going to save you, I was watching The Five one day, and all